Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.
And I am Jamar, ready to rain down episode 103. And unfortunately, it's only me, Jermaine, and Brandon tonight. But it's going to be a good show. Welcome to the Tokyo Black Hour.
Go ahead, Jermaine. My bad. In the words of Jermaine, we going to doom them niggas' checks. We got to pay. No, they not getting paid. Hell wrong with you. I ain't never seen no black man just throwing money out there like the Joker. Goddamn, Jack Nicholson, save me some.
Only in the goddamn 80s, nigga, goddamn, kill 1,000 people in the parade and everybody go back to the parade next year.
Are me and Jamar the only people that never miss an episode? I know I've never missed one.
No, me and you the only one who have never missed one. Jermaine only missed about three.
Missed two.
Maybe two. I apologize. Those are not my fault. It is what it is. So welcome to episode 103 of the Tokyo Black News and Review, a.k.a. Tokyo Black Hour. I want to give a shout out to JP and Josh. If they checking out this episode, see, I do get white people shout out.
He does.
Yeah, buddy.
He's tough but fair.
Sometimes. Welcome to the show started. I'm going to go on a small rant because I got to do one every episode called the Icebreaker. Please, people. Please, white people. Two quick things. I don't know if we trying to fight COVID to kill the world, bro. I went to a parking lot. It was like 40 goddamn masks just throwed on the ground. Like, y'all niggas don't want to pick these up. Oh, are we just throwing them? Fuck COVID. I'm going to get a new mask. And you going to just throw yours on the earth?
Bro, I thought you know I was the
motherfucker ain't biodegradable.
I thought I was the only person. I said, why y'all niggas don't throw y'all mask in the trash can? They be all in the grocery store aisle. I seen one in the fucking in Foot Locker in a tennis shoe. I was like, what y'all niggas doing, man? Like, all these trash cans y'all done passed. Y'all just, like Jamar said, y'all niggas finna dirty up the sea, nigga.
Y'all thought them six-pack were killing turtles.
God damn. They ain't gonna be able to get them lips through the motherfucking mask.
I just put that out there. And also, please, white people, everything is not up for debate. I don't know why. We just can't have a good debate. Nigga, they're wrong and the right answer. You debate with a white person, they always right.
Whitey on the moon.
Yeah. Whitey on the moon.
Typically, yeah.
99.9.
You should hear that. They should hear that. I'm gonna send it to you, Brent. It's a good. It's something real good. And he listened to it.
Awesome. You heard Whitey on the Moon before?
You heard it?
No.
Oh man, I'm gonna send it to you.
That shit gonna blow his mind. So let's get to some people whose minds have been blown. We lost a government superstar this week, Brandon.
Death stalks you at every turn,
Grandpa.
Well, it does. Ah! There it is. Death.
I probably should have said this was from the upper room. Hey, but now you know. So guess who passed away? Brandon, can you say her name? Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Yes, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's correct.
I ain't got nothing to say. I'm going to stay safe with this one. It was a great lady. You did a lot of things.
She did a lot of things for equality and everything. She was awesome, bro. You know who appointed her? Jimmy Carter.
Huh. Look at that. That's one thing he did good.
No, was it Jimmy? I think it was Jimmy Carter. Yeah, I think it was Carter.
Right. I thought it was Thomas Jefferson.
Damn.
Bruh, I'm sorry to say it, but we need to put a term limit on all these motherfuckers. Once you get to 60, you force into retirement in the government, bruh.
Once your lips start to sag further than every picture 10 years before that, and your face started to shrink in because you've been looking at the same people all your life, it's time to go home.
Yep.
Once they look like their lips like a flat tire, it's time to go home, cuz.
Yeah, I agree. They should all have term limits. This shit's crazy.
Yeah. She did a lot of great things, bro. She just blew my mind. She been working that for so long. I couldn't imagine. Even if I'm doing some good. Well, I've been doing good 25 years, Brandon. My nigga, I'm out.
Right. Yeah. For life.
Yeah, this motherfucker be banking on that to be like purpose. Like, bro, she is going down in history as like something. I forget. But like, bro, I don't even like to go to work. So I don't even know how you love your job that much to go there every day for all them years. Bro, it was almost like 60-some years.
I'm sure it came with its perks. Yeah, like she could probably beat somebody with her gavel and it's just like cool. Yeah. She ain't going to jail.
That's RBJ. That RBG, man. She good.
Yeah.
Everybody get one.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, fuck it.
Well, yeah. Brandon, I guess she get her own golden chariot.
She was the only person.
It's like the horse is tied. They got to carry a whole courthouse to heaven.
Wait, we're doing just her?
Who else went down? Because that's all I had.
Oh, man, hold on a second. No. Yeah, because there was the guy. Oh, crap, he was the voice of something. What was it?
People who died last week.
Oh, Ron Cobb, designer of the alien ship and Back to the Future DeLorean, died at 83.
I didn't have those notes. How far up was that?
Not very at all. Fuck, who was the other person who cashed?
Bill Gates' dad, and I was like, yeah, right?
No, it wasn't Bill Gates' dad. Who the hell was it? I don't know.
That nigga was molded by God. He ain't got no dad.
This is the worst upper room ever.
It's only because you kept going. I don't cash that shit out. I'm over.
Gettysburg. With your chariot of courthouses. Survive.
Old man Joe looked up and said, "I should get that shit."
Yeah. This is the only time old man Joe couldn't get on the mighty trip up. Oh, shit.
So see you later, RBJ. So guess what? If you don't know what the Tokyo Black Hour is, it is a news and review show where we talk about the previous stories from the last 7 days, which is September the 14th all the way to September the 21st. So we're going to goddamn reel this on in and get into some good old American news.
God damn, time moving fast.
Hell yeah. Hey, man. So did you read about the how do you say it? Virologist? Yeah, virologist, whatever, who said the Chinese.
Don't be white explaining my brother, nigga. He say virologist.
Yeah, I fucked it all up. I probably spelled it wrong getting a note. You know, you look at a word you never seen before. What in the fuck?
Yeah, you know that B word.
You don't see a word you ain't never seen before. That shit just stump you. And then you be like, damn. But people can't read, bro. They see this shit all day long.
Nigga be trying to skip over it, but you know it's important. Between the time I'm man, yeah, fuck that shit, man. You know it was a cat and a dog. Yeah, fuck all that. I done been reading out loud and had a word I didn't know, bro. I was like, the fuck I'm gonna do now?
Well, she said COVID-19 was released intentionally by the Chinese government, bro. I'm like, how are you still walking around?
Yeah, came over here, got that immunity. Yeah.
But then again, we still ain't listening. That bitch, she don't know the hell she talking about. Communist.
So fucking, you see what the hell? You see how they did that other guy, that billionaire who wrote that review? Now he's up on fraud charges, quote unquote, and that motherfucker's going to.
All that money he had.
That motherfucker's going to jail for 18. Yeah.
Bro, I'm going to tell you something about in China. Nigga, no matter how much money you got, you're not that powerful. It ain't like America. When you're a billionaire, you can run over a bunch of children. Ain't nobody a bat an eye. In China, guillotine. We still guillotine niggas over here? Yes.
You know
I'm worth $20 billion. We need $19 billion to keep you alive and another billion. Just for GP, nigga, take everything from you.
You know what I love?
Living in America.
And it was another story, too, bro. They had, like, some secret agents go in China, bro. They didn't come back. We got to talk about that shit, too. It's like, why are we sending niggas in no death mission? This shit happened for real. Like, your daddy say, all right, baby, I'm going to Canada to go fishing. This nigga never come back.
He get one of them sad-ass stories. Got caught in the fishing hole and drowned to death. Nigga, where's the body? He under the sea somewhere. We ain't found that nigga yet.
I love living in America, bro, but I'm not going on no death mission. Nigga, shit. Going to North Korea, nigga, what? You know what starving people would do to you? Eat you alive. I'm fine. Don't you love your country? I do. Can I live it at a home base here?
Bro, think about this. You niggas died and made the motherfucking news. This supposed to be a covert fucking mission. And then y'all nigga death made the news. Like, nigga, what? Nigga, I would be highly upset that a covert mission has been fucking talked about on national television.
When they dead, you know Chinese already don't interrogate them to death. They got all the shit.
Bro, how the fuck did you get the information? You niggas need to tighten up. If the news got it, the Chinese government got it. That's what all I'm saying.
Nah, nigga, they ain't come back home. You're like, bro, how you watch that shit on TV? All right. They in the room sick. They just kill all of them. What the fuck you do? Turn the TV off? Bring the next squad
what
in.
What you gonna do? Send the letters. Hey, Brandon. Yo. Send the paper.
My dad went fishing and never came back. For real, though, nigga. I thought I seen the paper in the newspaper on that raid. Not my dad. He was a wholesome man. That nigga was a murderer. Stone cold killer.
You ever seen that nigga Rambo? Well, your dad was 10 times worse than that nigga. Why I seen that nigga spleen cut drips from nigga. And it got to be somebody black like me telling a story. A little white boy can be looking at me like that.
I can't understand the words you're using. Is there a dictionary? Well, moving on to good old American news. It's going to be Trump America, baby. We back at it again. Forbes.com. I'm only going to tell the important. If it's a good website, I may report the name. Bruh. Every day. Every day, bruh. I've never seen somebody go so low, bruh, that they on the other side of the universe.
Oh, that nigga, no, he don't.
Bro, Trump threatened to issue an executive order preventing Biden from being elected president. I guess he think he gonna be in there forever. Did you not read the leaflet?
No, he didn't. We went over this last episode. No, that motherfucker ain't read shit. How in the fuck do you think you're fixing to get away with this, man? Come on. Where in the law books? You know? And it just looks so fucking petty. Yeah. You know? If you lost, just get the fuck out, man. You know, like
I'm with my brother. I think them clones wearing down. This nigga been living here 1,000 years, nigga. You ain't never seen a president more than 8 years. But since you became president, nigga, you finna be here for life.
No lizard people changing the rules.
No doubt, man. Those Satanists always trying
that nigga,
to fuck
that's
you.
That's crazy. But you know what, though, Brandon?
Yeah.
I would love to talk to his guy. Wherever he getting his juice from, please, nigga, hook me up.
Bruh, we talk about it every day, bro. Like somebody said, why you got to talk about Trump? He easy to pick on. I said, bro, he make this shit easy. This month, I had 12 stories from 7 days from Trump. I had to cut them down to 2. We can do a whole podcast about the crazy shit that he do every week for 4 hours. And that's just breaking down the logistics and the fuck up. And you be like, bruh, this I never in my life. Nigga Richard Nixon took the towel down and said, damn, bruh, I thought I was bad.
Bruh, this nigga is like the nigga that walked into the middle of a cafeteria with his shoes too small. And their clothes too small. He walked in the middle of the cafeteria. No, everybody got something to say about your monkey ass because you shouldn't ask for this attention. It ain't going to be what you want. Bruh, that nigga does what he wants. He don't even care. I love it. God damn it, television ain't been so good.
It's just, man. It's
Brandon, can you white-splain us why he acts like that? Because you know how white people do.
No, I can't. He's just, dude, this guy is fucking insane. That is the only, you know, or again, he's like an evil genius. I mean, if you set some kind of precedent, then I don't know, man. Yeah.
Bruh. And it amazed me. Because like 18 years ago, we were laughing at this nigga on The Apprentice. This nigga's a goofy bastard. Now, this nigga has created his own code of white people, bro. These niggas love him more than Jesus. And I don't care what you like, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Conservative, if you want to call it that. Bruh, nobody has been this polarized. That nigga took Obama place of being polarizing amongst his people, bro.
True.
He's something.
And, bro, he say the craziest shit. And I listen to talk radio people just to let you know all of it. They ain't saying shit about that nigga, about that virus. All people on talk radio, bro, I don't think I've heard them say anything about Bob Woodward. Hell no, nigga, it's fake.
They gonna say it was a fake interview. Nigga, you own the tape. Hey, Brandon, is this you? Yeah, that's me. I look good, don't I? Yeah, all right. They don't got two recordings of you doing some dumb shit. Like what?
And Trump was recorded as saying,
I'm going to say I feel good.
he blew up a whole country. He walk in the room and say what, Brandon?
I'm going to say I feel good.
And that's all. Moving on. So Yahoo News, bro, I hate this world. Mexican president vows to pay the U.S. water debt and thanks Trump.
But these niggas is sleeping with money. These niggas don't care what they say. Nigga, what? This nigga finna put y'all on a 50-year embargo from coming back to America. Nigga's crazy. This nigga had talked so much bad about Mexicans, but y'all okay now? Like, what? This nigga told he was gonna tell you to build a wall in your town, nigga, because you saw what y'all
That was got. A lie. But, bruh, why did they... Bruh, I told somebody that shit. That shit blowed my mind. I was looking at the guy, said, we need the firewood to come down. I said, why the fuck are we paying for firewood? Nigga said, what, you want to chop your own wood down? It'll probably be better if I did. Nigga, I'm paying $10 for half a tree. Them niggas took one log, split it in four, and it was free. And they owned the land.
This is true. Hey, Brandon, you niggas are missing. We missing skills. We don't even have skills no more, nigga. It's just like we do stuff.
Water is free. You nigga poison the water so you can charge me? What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. We're
paying for wood, bro. That shit is everywhere.
He ain't lying.
That shit is... Nigga, you can go find a tree anywhere, no matter where you going, even if it's a pine tree and it gonna fuck up your chimney. You can find wood anywhere.
Bruh.
We are paying for wood. Nigga, $8.99 for four pieces of wood. Oh, this shit been soaked in goddamn muskete. Nigga, what?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I said, up the white folk. They finna put some perfume on their wood. I told a nigga, bruh, you buying that scented wood? Yeah. I said, nigga, it's wood. You need scented wood? He's like, yeah, it made the house smell good. Does your house stink that you need scented wood?
I'm gonna leave the conversation. Go ahead, Brandon.
No, I was just gonna say, yeah, maybe their house does stink like that.
I'm gonna tell you how expensive wood is. Can you go into the pawn shop and get some money for some wood? Nigga, no.
Unless you get a massive pile of it. Definitely not four sticks, you know.
Give a couple bucks now. I give your ass 50 cents to get out of here, nigga.
That shit got spiders in
there. Look at all that green mossy shit on there, nigga. You get checked out. Fuck wrong with you?
I love to meet the motherfucker who started the Flim family. You want to get your own firewood, huh? Yes. You don't want to cut it yourself, do you? Not really. You want to get cheated, don't you? Yes.
Nigga got lazy over a century. Nigga, look at them. They got people delivering their groceries.
And then, bro, I read the article. It's just like, why is Mexican paying us for water? I know they getting it off the other channels, but it just blows my mind. Moving on. Normally, when I go in and play cards, I'm always looking for a full house. Can we talk about the bullshit of Lauren Loughlin?
Oh, man.
Bro, she gets to pick her prison. And let's put the cherry on top, bro.
She's going to be doing fucking crochet and fucking statue making and taking a foreign language. And
saxophone. Calligraphy.
Yeah, saxophone, or calligraphy. Motherfucking goddamn, they're putting on a play and shit, bruh.
Nigga, hey, look, can I live there for free, nigga? Because I go there right now, nigga. I get to crochet, nigga.
Right.
Hey, bruh.
Man.
What?
Yeah, can I walk up, slap somebody, and then go 3 months in there, fucking chill out for a bit? What in the fuck is, what is this, dude?
In the words of my brother, nigga, when I went to jail, nigga, it was a hard pipe, hard hitting niggas in there. Like, yeah. Nigga, I'm looking at niggas like, you in here, nigga? Why you talking to me? Cut that shit short. Why? What bruh. You in for, nigga? No reason, nigga. Look to the side,
bro. Bro, this is America, bro. Why do we have white prisons? Like, what the fuck? Are these hotels?
Dude, bruh. This is
the prison I see on Oz. A nigga is not crocheting unless it with a man's innards.
No shit.
Bro, I'm saying you white people, y'all niggas got everything, shit. And then niggas talk about you know white privilege. Bro, she going to a prison where she can crochet and learn to play saxophone. This nigga's in prison who would love to play saxophone. Saxophone.
They playing with the saxophone. They didn't want to play with the saxophone.
They would they love
signed
to,
up for the wrong shit.
They would love to learn calligraphy.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, other than killing a nigga for some dope money. Then killing a nigga for commissary. Like, nigga, I'm hungry, nigga. Nigga, you should have saved your food like I did. Nigga, you in jail, nigga.
You think they tell stories around the campfire? Yeah, they got a prison that teach you how to play saxophone or origami. Nigga, shut your line up. I'm man, serious, man. Lauren
locked
Loughlin
up 100 years, nigga. He only not spell saxophone. Bruh, I want you to think, Brand Jamal. What y'all nigga think about this shit now?
Jamal just said, I'ma say it. I know Brandon said, bruh, if this not white privilege at its best, that nigga Bill Cosby is in real jail. Think about that shit. Now, he fucked up now. He fucked up. But that nigga's in real jail. Why he didn't get goddamn Camp Cupcake and goddamn crocheting and playing crooked and shit?
Well, there's one thing between fucking forging some fucking applications and drugging a bunch of women. Yeah.
I get it. Nigga, why jail is hey, little Brandon.
But
jail is jail.
True that. I was about to say, but there ain't no reason for this shit. You should have to go down to the jail with all of the other derelicts and fucking hang out for 2 months. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, like, I'd be like, bitch, you think you going now? You going to San Quentin. Make it out of that bitch alive and you would impress me.
I got two words, Rikers Island. You think white money gonna get you through here, huh? Let's check your spirit when you come back out.
The nigga gotta catch a boat to see you. What the fuck? Who idea was to put a boat? I mean, put a prison in the middle of the ocean. Nigga, you want him here that bad?
Bruh, what nigga in his right mind want to do crime in New York? Nigga, what? Nigga, I can go over there. No, nigga. If I ain't got no barriers to cross, nigga, you already killed my escape mentality. You done killed this whole shit for me.
Dude, you want to know what the biggest bitch of this whole story is? Is that her daughter is like a YouTube star. You know what I'm saying? So, bitch, why are you wasting time going to college? Like, your parents are already rich, and now you're rich off being off YouTube. Man, like, you're winning at life.
I think they left the school.
No,
I think they left school after the everything that happened.
Oh well, I'm sure they probably did, but why even bother in the first place? Go to the keggers, Join a fucking sorority. They'll let you. You're rich. They're going to let you in. You can do anything you want.
Tell your mom to give me $1 million so I can buy all Amazon stock. You'll be fine in 10 years.
And she didn't give a shit about school. She said as much on one of her fucking vlogs or whatever. She's like, I'm really just going for the football games and, like, the college experience. I don't really give a shit about school. Hey,
Jamal,
I'm like,
what we say about the other little white boy? Nigga, you got how much money because this Indian dude stared at you the wrong way, nigga? You want to go to school? Nigga, hey, look, if that was my mama, look, don't even waste your money. Fuck that shit. We got to look good for these motherfuckers.
Right. But you got to have something on your record. Bitch,
we rich, bitch. That's on my record.
Of Amazon. And some of that Berkshire Hathaway, we'll be fine.
Right. They're rich. Why does she want to go anyway? And then B, she just robbed some other kid who actually needed the opportunity to go, of an opportunity to go. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up all the way around. Yeah, I mean, and then to get those sentences.
You get to pick your prison. Nigga, how many people do research before? She might let me pick my prison. Ain't a nigga, a white person said that shit in this world. Can I pick the prison I want to go to? Excuse me? Nigga. Like Jermaine said, Rikers Island. But bitch, we're Alabama. Rikers Island.
we done lost you in the system. Shuffle this nigga on up and up. Give him a good window seat.
I don't get it, man. Utterly ridiculous. So moving on to the next utterly ridiculous story for the week. Kim Kardashian West is reportedly at the end of her ropes with Kanye West following his Grammy peeing tweet. Bro, we got to get that nigga out there medicine.
hey, do you have my favorite
saying? Get him on some medicine. I can't even tell which one. What's that?
Do you have my favorite saying, Brandon? I'm sick of these hoes.
Bro, Kanye West peeing on his contract. But, you know, we can't talk about them too long. Them motherfuckers give me a headache. Bro, you start talking holes, about them niggas, they start coming in the house like Hellraiser. Fuck you on the Kardashian, and then Kanye West come in and laugh with his tight ass jeans on. What kind of shit is this?
Do I look fat to you, baby? Man, y'all don't understand you niggas with money. You niggas need to priority check. I wish a nigga would call me fat if I had money. I'm just gonna slap you, nigga. Fuck you. Big Ferrari lifestyle, nigga.
You hit the nigga with your white glove. Get back in line, peasant.
We don't do.
Yeah, so Kanye West pissed on his Grammy, or a Grammy. Yeah, he has multiple, I think. So I don't know which one he pissed on, but yeah, he's straight. I think the damn article said he pissed on all of them.
He's gonna put him back up because he's crazy. He gonna forget it. He gonna forget he done the next day.
Well, I mean, of course you're gonna have to disinfect him and put him back up there, Grammy.
Oh hell no, we putting him right up and smell with the urine on. That nigga done lost his mind. Why wouldn't he do it like that and just fuck with Kim and look at her like you smell that?
Damn, I don't know where it coming from.
Smells like success.
Yeah, she got too deep, boy. She don't know what the fuck to do. She hit heroin now. This shit ain't right. This nigga fucking up my life. Moving on to somebody who fucking up somebody's life, we gonna move on. So ain't he good though? And won't he will? He won't fuck up your life, but he sure will save it. You only got one story. This is when God gives you something and takes some away from somebody else. So a Slovenian woman cut off her own hand for insurance payout. And the reason why I call it ain't he good though, won't he will? Because bitch, you cut your hand off for an insurance policy and you lived. You supposed to be here, because I seen moving. Once a motherfucker get to sawing off their head, he got about 30 minutes.
I would have passed out, nigga. I couldn't do it. You talking about, nigga, I would have heard one bone that I was sawing, nigga. I would have had to pass out. Fuck that shit.
Choose which hand you going to lose? Like, for insurance fraud? I looked in the manual. Only $25,000 for a severed hand. That ain't shit.
Well, hey, it's going to be the left hand for sure.
Bruh, yeah. I think your hand worth more than 25 G's.
Oh, yeah, man. 25 G's. I could see 25 G's for like a couple of fingers, but a whole fucking hand. Come on,
I ain't finna get no niggas no fingers for no 25 G's. What's wrong with you white folks, nigga? This shit priceless, nigga. You don't get them back.
We ain't even start the cloning process of fingers yet. Yeah, out there in the open.
I mean... You know, how? I mean, I don't know. I guess as long as I had, like, the nub of my pinky to hold my phone. I mean, what else the fuck is it doing? You know, if I got the other four, I'm fine. I can still hold a fork and shit, you know?
Why would you? Like, how? Is she from Sylvania? You know what she did wasn't goddamn sterile. She probably took a meat cleaver to that bitch. How you keep chopping? I'm on ketamine. I won't feel the shit the next week.
She better be on the horse train. Bro, yeah. Do you know how hard it is to cut through bone, nigga? I'm like, do y'all niggas think that shit like the movies, nigga? No. That meat gonna be hanging on for a good minute.
Do you know how much ketamine you'd have to do that? Because, yeah.
The ketamine cheap over there, nigga. Give me the 50-pound kit. Bro, do you know the nigga who solved this case probably didn't even get in the woods? Bro, somebody had to go. Bro, how dirty you is to go investigate to see if she lying that she cut off her own hand? Bro, just give it to her. Look at baby. I know you did this shit. I'm just give you the money. This shit ain't right. Nigga, you a cocksucker, man. Man, woman, you ain't worth shit. If you cut off your goddamn hand, bro, I'm giving you an insurance policy, bro. It's yours.
Hey, Brandon. Well, hold on. Hey, we'll ask around the room. What would you tell that lady that she got that? She cut that hand off and you knew it. What would you say?
If you don't get that bullshit out of my face, bitch.
Goddamn, still working for the cracker man. What would you say, Jamar?
Jamar's right. Jamar's right. You cannot take this money away from this lady. You know what I'm saying? Like that. That is dedication to 25 G's. I got to let her slide on that. I can't have her cut off her own fucking hand. I don't know how much it
was. I'm just saying, when we look at all insurance policies, you only get $25,000 for like a hand, a missing leg. And you're like, bitch, I make more than that in a year. That's what my appendage is worth.
Right. That's one of the major ones. That's what I'm saying. Finger, a toe or something, you know, but a whole motherfucking hand. Yeah.
I would have walked in there and said, man, what? I wouldn't have. Hey, look, I know you did it, right? But I'm going to help you out here. I respect you. Fuck these cracker money. Hey, look, you deserve $200,000. I'm going to tell the damages to spend. It's blam, 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 blam. Hey, look, because I know you did it. I commend you for being so reckless. Nigga, because you can never use the hand no more.
Hey, be like the high five. With your other hand.
Bitch, look out. You got clean in blood or you got this shit skiing from side to side. That means somebody was hacking at your hand. Bitch, what's wrong with you?
Damn. Hey, bro. You know what fucked up? Why haven't you been to the hospital? It's been 3 days. They got no insurance. And what do they say with your hand falling off, Brandon?
I'm going to say I feel good.
Ain't he good, though? Won't he live and moving on? You don't fuck up your money. Bro, this is how you know. We have gotten out of this is from the Hollywood Reporter. I guess we can take them seriously. So Greta Thunberg called out celebrity culture as absurd, bro. I bet you a motherfucker like, who are you? It's me. I was on a boat with you 6 years ago.
Time up. We don't even remember you now. We got COVID going on. We got time for the world.
You think she be called Leonardo DiCaprio? Leonardo, how are you doing? Who the fuck is this? It's Greta. Click.
Yeah, and word.
All power gone.
Like, her thing was people should be paying attention to the issue and not to me. Well, like, bitch, if you'd stop talking, then, you know.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's fucked
I don't mean to call her a bitch. She's just a little kid. But, you know, I'm just saying, if you stop drawing attention to yourself, if you're, you know, trying to get the message out there, you should, like, I don't know, wear a mask or something, you know?
Fly under the radar and start motherfucking talking and spend some of that cool cash you got.
I'd be on some goddamn. If I was her right now, bro, I'd be on Celebrity. What's Celebrity Dance? What's the Celebrity Dance?
Dancing
show?
With the Stars.
I'd be on Dancing with the Celebrity. I'd be making cameos and shit. Be out there, you know, throwing catchphrases out. You should be back in school. That'd be $4,000. Nigga, just come up. You realize, I'm gonna tell you something right now. Living in America, this day and age, nigga, you can die broke. Hey. If you get famous for a stroke, a small minute, nigga, collect as much as you possibly can. Because one day you're gonna be looking back and saying, damn,
In the words of Crunchy Black,
I should be back in school.
Yeah. Please, bruh. Nigga, let me tell you something. Go ahead.
No. Hey, all I was going to say is, now sit your ass down. Go ahead.
I think she's trying to make a comeback, bro. But you realize the type of shit this do to a kid like her, you went from being probably laughed at to being the most important woman in times. Bro, that shit starting to fade. Motherfucker walking past and there cause they don't remember her. They too scared of COVID to go near.
Bro, that I ain't gonna break to you. Hey, Brandon Jamal, bro. Until I read that article, bro, I forgot about her, bro.
I will say this, though. I do applaud her fucking just calling these motherfuckers out. She's like, they don't really give a shit about this. They just want to take a picture next to me because I give a shit about it, and therefore it makes them look like they give a shit about it. Yeah. Really?
Your age doesn't hit the motherfucking tempo of giving a shit. When I was your age, I didn't care about no trees or no car. Nigga, I ain't know what the fuck carbon filtration was. I don't care about the earth. Nigga, I want to play with these Power Rangers. What the hell are we doing to children? You have aged 90 years. Talking about, nigga, you don't start caring about the earth till you about our age in your mid-30s.
Yeah, and even then, it's a toss-up.
Yeah, because you be like, fuck it, everybody else doing it. I might as well keep rolling.
Bro, she's attention-hungry now, bro. It's going to get there. She got to get there. I applaud her for calling these people out, but, bro, if you feel so adamant about the way you feel, don't take a picture with them. Well, I'm okay. I'm a fucking way. If you want to be a hardcore biatch, this a motherfucker. Hey, P. Diddy, can I take it? No, I'm good. You don't care about the calls. I'm going to
tell you this like this, bro. Think about this. When people be talking crazy after their fame started to fade away, you got to ask a question. Your ass sure hell was smiling with Arnold Schwarzenegger on that boat, Leonardo DiCaprio on that boat. Nigga, you can't turn down Leonardo DiCaprio because he faking it. Nigga, you don't even got to like niggas. Come on in for this picture, bro.
See? Jamal just said it. What I'm just saying, Brandon. Like, don't take a picture with him. Your calls like it is. You the same way. You need that attention.
You know what Leonardo DiCaprio told her?
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
That's the longest Greta Thunberg conversation we had all week. So moving on to another your money, all right. Bro, so this is from CBS News. Russia Space Agency chief declared Venus a Russian planet. Nigga, who did you pay for that?
Bro, did you read the article?
No, I did not. I'm more of a headline man for that shit.
I read the article, bro. He was the first one, like, 1994, actually got a fucking space vehicle on that motherfucker before it disintegrated. It was only, like, 30 seconds, some shit like that. And the motherfucker even changed it in the paper, talking about, yeah, it's a Russian plan. I'm like this, y'all niggas, what? How y'all niggas gonna backstep on some bullshit like that? Nigga, hold your ground. Nigga, you America. What you doing?
Yeah, I mean, fucking Venus, let them have it, yeah.
Bro, it was just a bunch of bullshit. I was like, you niggas call this, y'all, they say the first ones on the planet, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but then you gonna backtrack and get this nigga all the credit because he piped up? What?
Bro, it's America, Jack. Nigga, if you ain't first, you last. And if you don't make it seem like you first, you last.
True.
Brandon? Living in America.
Living in America.
Of a call of Venus, they planning. Like, yeah, nigga, let me know how you put your people down there. Let me know how that work out for you. When you get your first colony there, then it's your planet right now. Some shit in space.
Yeah, plus they just think that they may have found fucking alien life on Venus. So, and it's supposed to stink like the worst ass you've ever smelled. So have fun with that, Russians. Like
sulfur and death. Yeah. Hell yeah, go up there, Russia. It's all yours.
Yeah.
The whole nine.
Shout out to our Russian listeners, by the way. Yeah,
please. We love you guys. We taking Pluto. That shit raining diamonds.
Neptune.
Neptune out there, right? You know, letting out diamonds.
You ain't know how big these diamonds are. You finna go out there and get split in half, nigga.
Hey, no. You got me confused with Hunter Biden. You always go in the middle of the voyage. You never go in the beginning because those niggas never return. If anybody who take a cruise or anything first, when it first come out, we commend you because we need more people like you. Your survival is 50%. I'm telling you that shit right now. First niggas who going to use the real VR and never come back, I'll wait till the kinks are worked out.
You heard Brandon. What Brandon favorite saying there? Never buy the first gen model.
Yeah. Typically, yeah, don't do it. You need to at least wait a generation or two and see. Yeah.
We got the bullet train. It gets to California and China in 20 minutes.
When y'all start, when this shit start? Tomorrow? All right, give me like 5 years to get on this shit. I know something got to goddamn hit that dust.
So we gotta have some movies going on. And niggas ain't dying on the first shit made. Ain't no movies out there. First blimp, first train, first plane. They got them all.
10-4 people on that blimp.
These white people got on the blimp and they thought that shit was cool. You niggas actually made a bar on a blimp. And when that shit crashed, there's nothing you can do. There's no water. It's just goddamn immediate death.
Well, at least it's immediate, yeah.
And what the fuck want that shit, nigga? You falling out the sky, nigga. You know how fast a blimp got to fall once it lose air?
Pretty damn. But, like, I think the, you know, all the, what is it, helium in there? No, hydrogen. I think it's hydrogen.
Yeah.
You know, catches on fire and fucking that bitch explodes. Fucking falling's gonna be the least of your problems. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna wanna fall.
It's coming down, Mark. Yeah, we won't get on this the next year. Yeah. These niggas lining up the next week. They got it right this week. Husbands? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, it's crazy this time, but you know, RIP to all the people who died on the blimp first. That shit probably was a slow deal, and then that shit smothered you if you survived.
the fucking gen population. And I apologize to the nigga that do the first Android swap. We know you ain't gonna make it, cause they gonna want to be like Bender. They gonna catch goddamn diabetes or some shit and die.
Utterly amazing. So moving on, last person to fuck their money up this week. CBS News. No, this is not CBS News. I mean, I didn't write this down. A dentist who extract tooth on hoverboard and really gave him 12 years in prison. It's from Fox News. Sorry about that. It's like, bro, dude. I don't think it was for the tooth extraction, but I'm like, a nigga put a tooth out on one of them flaming hoverboards.
Yeah,
he did.
And get this, he's pulling teeth sometimes that he ain't even need to be pulling, bruh. Let me tell you something. If I wake up with any less teeth than I'm supposed to have, you are going to wake up with less teeth than you're supposed to have. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to go fucking ape shit in that motherfucker.
How does you hold the practice and you snatching people's teeth out that don't need to be snatched out? I have an adamant problem with that. Like, we got a problem. Hey, look, Brandon, I'm going to wake up. Oh, hold on, my nigga. Wait, where he at? Where the doctor at? Yeah, the dentist doctor. Let him come out here. Close the door. Now, you know you done fucked up, right? Nigga, my homeboys out there, they gonna start a whole lot of smoke in the city, nigga, before you leave out of here.
Understand this, bro. I might hurt somebody, bro. We are so obsessed with social media, bro. Your doctors are now playing rap music while they doing surgery. Nigga taking your teeth out on a hoverboard. Bro, these motherfuckers want to be famous so bad. They throwing their careers away. Nigga, being a doctor is a lucrative career. Don't throw that shit away to be on Dancing with the Stars. Are you insane? Nigga, you getting voted out the first week because nobody truly knows you.
Who is that? It's the Segway doctor. He pulls planes out on the Segway like, oh, you like the other hoverboard dentist, huh? All y'all niggas going to jail.
Dude. Like, the hoverboard thing is one thing, but, like, just the malpractice that he was alleged to have engaged in was hilarious. And then, fucking, of course, he was into some fraud and shit, you know, money laundering, all Dude, this guy was a fucking scumbag. Yeah.
Bruh, we don't make enough money when we have to defraud everybody. A nigga wanted to be YouTube famous and he a doctor. Nigga, you wasted 20 years of medical school for this shit?
They got him a whole 12-piece more bed to practice that shit. No way. Oh, no, nah, they got
you by prison work. You want some commissary, nigga? You the new doctor. Gotta get my own suite. Hell yeah, nigga. Come on.
Fuck this nigga gonna be sweet too.
It's a doctor in prison living very well. Like to tell you that, nigga, if you got some medical experience, when they ain't gotta pay a real motherfucker, you living well. You sitting up next to OJ Simpson, big screen TV in that motherfucker.
Hey, Brandon.
You save your time well.
Hey, Brandon, you seen what Negan did when he had two doctors?
Well, that's in a post-apocalypse world.
How you throw away a doctor, nigga? Like, that's unethical as hell, nigga. I need both of them. I need four of them hands. What, nigga? Don't throw these niggas away. They're important. Scam.
Yeah, that's TV. That shit don't happen in the real world. You don't kill the only doctor. Nigga, you crazy. You kill a henchman. There's plenty of them. They come a dime a dozen. A nigga with medical field of shit. It take us 10 years to find one. That's if it's punk and then put up a fight. Moving on. Let's get on to some good old The End Is Near. This is where the world is over and it's coming sooner than you know. I change it up every week. We all know why motherfuckers live in Australia, like Brandon said. There's no reason you should be there. It's a curse amongst you people for killing all the other people that was there before. They have venom-like, these are spider-like venom found in not. Was it strings in the tree? It has web string in the tree that is venom.
Yeah, dude. Like,
even open. Yeah, bro. You realize something? Half of Australia burned to the ground. You nigga got venom. You nigga got venom.
Trees
webbing.
Yeah. And I mean, it was like a penal colony first. Like, it was supposed to be a giant jail. You know, I can see why. It is some wild shit over there. Like, those giant-ass spiders that are, like, big as your fist. I don't know if I could deal with that, you know? I'd have to have a nail gun, like, strapped to my hip all the time, you know?
In the words of Brandon, why Australia need bugs when they got some of the deadliest, most of the deadliest animals there? Funniest shit I ever motherfucking heard. Here go a motherfucker throwing a tarantula on you because he ain't scared. This motherfucker put you in paralysis in 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Like,
no
nigga,
shit.
What?
Fucking
you sleep out here?
Goddamn boom slings and people's fucking goddamn.
Everything
bed.
Is out of Crocodile Dundee movie.
Well, fuck that bullshit. Hey, look, shout out to the nigga who actually made the boomerang work. Because you had to be bored out your mind. Cause that shit ain't never worked.
A black person made that shit, and the white person hit him in the head and said, huh, it's like, what do you call this? A boomerang, my nigga.
I apologize to the boomerang nation, but that shit ain't never worked for me. I always had to go get that motherfucker like a dog. I was like, fuck this bullshit.
Bro, you know it had to be the white person who touched that. Ooh, touched that spider web. What the fuck? A whole hand fell out. Ugh. Call the newspaper.
That's why we need them white folks. Fuck that shit. I told you, nigga. And the words of me, white folk investigate and black people escape. Y'all, we need y'all niggas. All of y'all niggas touch some shit that a nigga told you not to touch. He dead.
Every time, appreciate it. Moving on to the next thing that's going to kill us. So Jermaine said that white people, whatever you want to call, not white people. This man was touching this preserved, perfectly preserved Ice Age cave bear. He found it in Siberia, and he was holding it with his hand. You just look and say, huh,
Brandon, what you going to say when somebody do some dumb shit like that? Please.
I don't even touch dead animals in the street. Nigga, if I found the bear in the wall, blow that whole goddamn place up. Ain't no telling what kind of germs in there.
Bruh. The first thing,
with napalm.
The first thing I see him like this, nigga, why are you touching this cracker? You don't know what type of parasite on this motherfucker. Whatever the permafrost don't keep in his ass, that's a new disease. This motherfucker rubbing it like it's a goddamn genie lamp. And you gonna go home and spread that shit like the fucking plague, nigga. What's wrong with you white folks? Washing your hands don't work for them. They didn't have antibacterial soap.
Some nigga shit for real.
Yeah, nigga, ferocious.
It ain't no watered down version.
Brandon, explain to us why you crackers got to put your hands on everything. Bruh, if I found sarcophagus any motherfucking well, nigga, you always knows how they always to get other people to pull them out. No, nigga, you touch
pull
it, nigga,
that
I
off
wanna
me.
Get cursed.
We can't get no more pyramid trap. The nigga put acid in sarcophagus, and we around here still got nigga walking with canes. Amazing. We so fucking ass backwards. So moving on to the last to end this near, bruh, I'm sick of China. So a bacteria outbreak infects thousands at the factory leak in China. What are you niggas doing? Stop it. You realize that every time you try to do a new virus, a new anything, you keep dropping it at home first. That means you should stop, bro. God is trying to tell you, look here, bro, I know you want to kill America, but stop that shit. You know what I mean? I keep, y'all motherfuckers kill everybody.
Bro, do you even write a nigga up in a CDC section? Like, no, nigga, you fired, nigga. This pure negligence, nigga. You dropped something 2 weeks. You dropped something 7 months ago, nigga. Look what you did. I can't write you up 2 times for this shit. You got to hit the dough, nigga. Making the whole motherfucking world sick again, nigga. I covered you the first time, nigga. Not no more. Damn. God damn.
You know they motherfucking cheat, bro. They probably got them niggas from a temp agency. Yeah, that nigga on his first day. That nigga got shit that can destroy the world. Yeah, give it to the motherfucker who's shaking over there. Yeah, all right.
Oh, God.
He's the only one came here with a whole tear in his suit.
Fine, sir. Bro, you motherfucker dropped a rocket near school. You nigga dropping poison gas. And like, you know all the nigga who was infected, bro, probably like, guess we all finna die. Them nigga might still be in the factory, bro.
Oh, God,
that
stop.
That shit is just crazy as hell to me. I'm like, niggas, y'all okay with just fucking up? Like, Jamal, nigga, quit having them temp workers out here, nigga. Tighten up. Man, you can stop a whole apocalypse if you pay a nigga, right? But no. Some nigga at some company wanna save $2 on a nigga and been infect the whole motherfucking universe with some bullshit. Yeah, let the alien piss swing, let him hold it. No, nigga.
You got these niggas over here drinking it, and they stupid.
We don't probably shake them from nothing, nigga. Look at them.
Y'all niggas stop it, man. Stop being so fucking cheap. And mind your motherfucking business. Let's move on to mind your business. This is where we read stories where we should have minded our business, or the person in the story should have minded their business.
Yes.
So we're just going to go over. This is from the New York Post. Bro, I wanted Dusty to be here for this. This is a Vermont grocery store worker. He is fired after apprehending a purse snatcher.
Yeah, this is so fucked up, but I understand why, but it shouldn't be like this.
We done told y'all, hunky, stop trying to chase down people and be the law. Let it go.
Hey, did you niggas not see, what was the movie with goddamn Demi Moore and old boy, Ghost? I think it was someone like that. Maybe not.
Nah, he got shot in the alley. That's some bullshit you talking about.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know why white people always go in the alley either. That shit just crazy. Ooh, dark alley. Nigga spun down there. Come out there. Don't go down there. Dangerous. But yes, please, people. It, like Dusty said, his job got mad at him because he didn't stop him. You're not a police officer. You're not even a well-trained security guard. Let that nigga run out the door.
Hey, first thing we told him, nigga, I am not above the law.
Bruh, you please. It is so many white people that do this. You get some black people that do it too. One who like the power, bruh. I am not chasing anybody, nobody, unless you in my physical house with my personal shit. If you in a company store, you stealing just to be stealing. You cannot be chasing these niggas down, man. You cannot.
Why?
You cannot. What?
Why, though? Why can't you chase him down?
Mind your business.
Man, look
do
that,
you want
that,
to die?
You don't know what man. That... You don't know what that nigga stole that turkey for, nigga. And this grocery store ain't lose no motherfucking money, nigga. Get some more. You should have said something to me, nigga. I would have brought you two out there. On legit, nigga. Fuck these people. Like, nigga, what? You think about it. What if you got stabbed, nigga, chasing somebody?
Yeah, well, it more goes the other way. Like, if this kid would have hurt the perpetrator, the guy who stole the purse.
Oh, yeah, you already know.
The guy who stole the purse can turn around and sue him. That, how in the fuck, you know?
Brandon, where's the only place you can do that at? Play it one more time for Jamal. Where's the only place you can do that shit at?
Living in America.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit is crazy. Yeah, you're the one who's stealing the purse, fucking jackass.
Man, whatever. That shit said no chase policy, niggas. I already read the guidelines, so it was proper right.
You signed
this
sheet of paper with that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. All I'm saying is business. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, you know?
Yeah.
Bruh. Man, nigga, bruh, whatever a nigga stealing us, I don't own that store. If a nigga stealing a sack full of money, nigga,
well,
he
stole the lady purse. And
man, why this purse in the wind, nigga? I don't know nothing about that lady purse. Fucking call the police.
And then we don't come for petty crime.
Well, her purse gone. Lady, they said they ain't fucking with you today. Like, bruh. Brent, I'm sorry. Unless it's my mama purse, then I'm going to chase a motherfucker. But if it's a random lady purse, damn, lady, should have held on to that a little bit tighter.
Dude, I mean, don't get me wrong. I ain't acting like I'm going to be a fucking hero. I ain't going for the purse either. I'm going to be like, y'all, man, that guy's running pretty quick, and I can't run that quick. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
But
unless he runs.
Brand would say, this shit getting crazy. I'd be like, bro, I don't give a fuck about that shit. Look at these folks.
Yeah. I'd be like this. Soon they get all heightened up and all the cameras and Lee, we walk out the front door.
Unless he ran right past me and I could just stick my leg out, maybe, you know. But
what I'm saying is
if fucking RoboCop steps out of the fucking thing and tackles him, I'm also going to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm impartial. I could go either way. I'd yell World Star and watch that dude get fucking hit like he was Ronnie Lott, you know?
Bro, there's no way. I'm sorry. As of right now, bro, I just don't care anymore. I'm just like, fuck it, bro. Sometimes you can't say, you be like this. I go chase behind this motherfucker and get killed. I treat everything like 1984. Everything is a serial killer's pleasure.
Yeah, that is the other thing. I mean, you do got to worry about getting iced. That's
the motherfucker done rubed you up, the girl in that nigga. Now you sitting in the goddamn 1984 van, finna get eaten alive.
Motherfucking body all fold up. One nigga got killed in his dream. One nigga got cut to shreds. Another nigga been stuck in the forehead. Nah, I'm good. I ain't chasing now, nigga. They fuck it.
That was too long for a motherfucker who snatched the purse. Don't chase people. Mind your business. Please moving on to goddamn conspiracy.
You might not end up going home the next day.
Yes.
Or you might lose a testicle. Why would you do that for a pocketbook for a lady you don't know?
She give you a kiss on the cheek.
No, and that's it.
Didn't I say your purse? Moving on to conspiracy theory, this will be the last one. Only one thing. So 1,000 people witnessed a UFO in New Jersey. It was on September 14th. They got pictures, And then here we come back with they saying it was a blimp.
Bro, niggas don't even drive blimps no more, nigga. We just had a whole conversation about them bitches coming down. Have you seen a place where you can go to a blimp ride, nigga? I have not.
Not right offhand. They showed the Goodyear blimp, though, was like, were the fucking Giants
the
playing or something?
That has a one-man vessel, nigga. You ain't going on there chilling, drinking Moscatos and goddamn Moscow Mules.
Technically, I think you can.
A million people saw you. I saw the video, bro. I said, yeah, that looked like something strange. There wasn't no goddamn Goodyear blimp.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, hell, they just released those 40,000 hours UFO footage. You think they want to capitalize on that? You know, maybe the knee jerk.
I wouldn't acknowledge that shit. Like, yeah, look, whatever y'all thought it was, yeah, do y'all. And just turn my head, nigga, because I already done dropped the photos, nigga. Y'all know they real. You might need to be questioning why they over y'all houses, nigga. So y'all need to tighten up.
get checked out for radiation poisoning. Yeah, wonder why you're getting sick.
Make sure all your cows are there, nigga. Not just 12, nigga. What the hell are you 30.
A cow for? Why'd you steal a cow? Oh, they eating hamburgers too? It never made any sense to me. What the fuck you want with a cow? A cow don't know shit. It know grass. And standing on his 2 feet all day.
Seeing a white man squeeze on his udder and going there and serving niggas some raw milk. Like, yeah, that's proteins for a nigga. No, this shit killing us, nigga. Y'all don't want this. It's no good.
Aliens got diabetes. They don't even know how they got it. This is America, Jack. You get everything.
What they say when they get diabetes, Brandon?
Living in America.
But let's get ready to wrap up 103. It was an amazing episode. Funny as always when you got the three amigos. We should have played the Ninja Turtle intro, but you know.
Next time.
We dock and pay when we play that shit when a nigga ain't around. Big time.
I guess we will then. So, guys, I want to say thank you everybody who checked out this show. We got a few more listens last week. That's good. I guess that Jack helped out. Yeah. Appreciate you, Jack. If you ever listen to the show again, you made me feel like I was superiorly old.
Yeah, word.
We are officially those old niggas now.
I got underwear older than Jack.
Yeah, shut up, old head.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
We all old heads now. Hey, Jack, how was the 80s? I grew up in the 2000s. Huh. Strange. Appreciate everybody who came out. Check out the episode. Can't wait for the next one. Hopefully, we're going to get everybody on the next episode. I'm lying. We won't. We'll have enough of everybody. So, I'm going to just switch on to Jermaine.
Motherfucker say I was born in the 2000s. Nigga, I was touching girls before you knew what a girl was. Damn, Jack. All right, people, I want to tell y'all we appreciate y'all for coming to 103. Don't forget to go shop away at TokyoBlackWorld.com. And don't forget to check us out on IG at Tokyo Black. Come look at the Panda Girls. Come support your boys. Come buy some fucking gear. We sell women and men clothing and soon to be children clothes. Just give us a hot second about that. COVID done fucked up my money. But I appreciate y'all for coming through. Oh, yeah. Go to Facebook and follow us on goddamn Tokyo Black as well. And Brandon, we're going to let you close out with the big bang, 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 bang.
All right. You can call in to 470-387-1942. Leave your voicemails. We'll play them. Or call in. I'll try to do a little bit better about announcing when we're going to record. Maybe I'll try it like every other week or something. And then, you can be on the show. Check out the Facebook, like Jermaine said, at Tokyo Black Hour. YouTube channel, same deal. You can follow us on Twitter at Tokyo Black Pod. You can get your apparel at TokyoBlackWorld.com. You can write into the show at Tokyo Black Podcast at gmail.com. Somebody write in, man. I want to give a shout out to our overseas listeners. Panama coming in with a big listenership. We got the UK, Canada, Russia, and New Zealand rounding out the top five there. So
what the hell is America doing?
Of course, they're number one, you know. But outside of America, yeah. You know.
We appreciate all our outside listening. We need y'all because y'all got a good study here. Y'all know we just bullshitting.
Yeah, want to get your country on the list? Tell your friends, you know, start listening.
I'll let your boys. We'll play you. We even give you a shout out. All that fly shit.
Yeah, we'll have to get a translator, but yeah, we'll play it. Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. We'll let Google translate it. Ooh, that'll be some funny shit. We'll get somebody with some bullshit and let Google translate it. It's going to be fucked up every time.
Yeah.
All our foreign listeners, send us some bullshit. We'll let Google translate it.
Yeah. Or again, like I said, write in TokyoBlackPodcast@gmail.com.
I think I'm going to do that.
Don't forget to check out Christian's books, 7 Lives, 10 Lives, on sale now. Also, Earth's Final Chapter. And check out Dusty at every Saturday morning, where him and Adam Fair watch every Saturday cartoon lineup from now until the beginning of time. Here
to the beginning of time. It is every Saturday morning dot fun.
And check out movies my girlfriend hasn't seen, where Megan and I, where I make her watch all the classic movies that she has not seen.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm like my brother.
It's putting a strain on our relationship.
Nigga, what type of production you got going over there with that, though?
Yeah. Hey, I can't help it if you don't like Highlander. That's a you problem. You know?
If ain't nobody getting choked in your relationship, it ain't no good. Gotta keep a string somewhere around. Somebody got to throw an iron hand everywhere.
Yeah, my pimp hand's getting arthritis.
Oh, that's that cold. Your moving hand getting arthritis, and you just, every day, every time she see a move, her brain cell just disappear. Because she just don't get it, man. She missed out. Once you miss out, man, it is what it is, bro. You just can't celebrate it.
Yeah.
Last thing she liked was the Jungle Book.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a classic. How can you not like the Jungle Book? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It was the last thing she actually had. Boy, she had a lot of bad things said about Indiana Jones, but she liked the story. She hated when that monkey died.
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't take animal passings well.
I mean, damn. That monkey had it coming to him. He kept me shaking that switchblade.
That monkey probably made more than her than she made this year just for that. And you know he ain't even get none of the money. He ripped him off.
Motherfucking monkey with switchblades and fucking guns and shit. Yeah, that little monkey got to go down. You see what he doing? Holding up Nazi signs and shit.
Only in Hollywood, monkey. Bro. You can't get that shit again. Give an animal a gun and start shooting people. What? You think shooting that had to be amazing? This is why the 80s were amazing, people. I always remember people in the 80s. You got anything else, Brandon?
That's it.
All right, man. So we'll get you guys on episode 104 coming up next. And don't forget, we shall and will be working on Is It Trash? With me, Jermaine, Dusty, and Brandon asked the greatest question in the world. Is this movie trash or is it a instant classic?
I love the 80s. God damn it, I love the 80s.